You're listening to the audio production of Safe in the Arms of God, Truth from Heaven About the Death of a Child, by John MacArthur, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Maurice England.
Dedicated to the sweet memories of little ones, gone to heaven from the families of my flock, some of whose parents share their triumphant testimonies in this audiobook. 1. Where is my child? What about a 2-year-old baby crushed at the bottom of the World Trade Center? The question was fired at me by Larry King. I had been invited to participate as a panel member on the Larry King Live television program one Saturday evening. The program was taped in the aftermath of the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. Even though we had been discussing issues of life and death, grief and hope as part of this program, Larry's question seemed to come out of nowhere. Instant heaven, I immediately replied. Larry fired back a second question. He wasn't a sinner? I again answered. Instant heaven. Larry's compelling questions revealed a nagging, troubling issue in the human heart. What is the future of a baby crushed by the rubble of the collapsing World Trade Center? What about any baby that dies? What happens to an unborn child? An infant, a child, or even a physically mature but mentally handicapped adult with the mental capacity of a child after he dies? What is the fate of that little one as he or she enters eternity? The questions are agonizing ones for many parents, Christians and non-Christians alike. A number of rather strange and ill-founded answers have been given to these questions in the past. The correct answer, however, begins very simply. Instant heaven. In the soundbite environment of a program such as Larry King Live, I had no opportunity to follow up with an explanation for my statement, and frankly, Larry didn't ask for one. He seemed satisfied with my quick and decisive response and went on to other questions related to the ways in which our nation was grieving and recovering from the aftermath of that terrible day of tragedy. But I believe you deserve an expanded answer because, in all likelihood, you are listening to this audiobook after having experienced the loss of a child, or perhaps because you are a person in a position, as I have been too many times as pastor, to counsel or encourage someone who has lost a child. My heart grieves with any parent who loses a child, and that is what motivated me to search scriptures on this subject so I could reach out and offer biblically founded words of comfort and encouragement. I also suspect that our need for answers to questions about the death of children.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?